Possession-wise, it was even. But I do think the most important stat there, Sunil, is probably the total attempts, isn't it? That shows you the domination of Croatia.
That for one.
And double the number of attempts.
I think one more difference was the midfield of Turkey, you know, Ozyakup, Kalhoglu, Arda Turan, they all had the square passes, you know. They weren't penetrative. They weren't like Perisic. They took on defenders. He had three good crosses. You know, Rakitic had a great couple of runs. You know, Modric was more penetrative on his passing. I think that was the main difference. You didn't see from Turkey midfielders taking on men or going past and trying to cross. Mm. It was more of a team effort, more of a fight.
Now, we've got a bone to pick here, haven't we, Robbie? We made light of Koluka's head injury at half-time. Mm-hmm. It then became an issue in that second half, didn't it?
Well, it became ridiculous. You know, at times, look, he's had an head injury. You know, he goes off, he puts a bandage on, and then he goes in at half-time. So you want the medical staff to fix it up.
Croatia, just going back, you said... by the way, what were your predictions at the beginning of the game?
I was 2-0, you were 2-1, and he was 1-0.
I was 1-0.
We heard earlier on about Arsene Wenger agreeing with you, Croatia being the dark horses, didn't we?
That's what, one game? Five to go?
You're sticking with that? After what you've seen tonight, you're sticking with
that? Yeah. See, the first game, we haven't had a standard performance from any team. You know, there were jittery moments, they were sceptical. It happens in a big tournament. Especially now with the new rule again, you know, you want to qualify first from the group, not thinking about the tournament. Yeah. So I'll stick to my comment. And they are the dark horses.
Luka Modric, I mean, we spoke about him before this game. It was a fabulous volley and plenty of comments coming in about that. Yeah. In particular, I'm guessing from Real Madrid fans more than anything else.
He's the main guy for the team. He clicks and Croatia looks good. And I think that's the reason why he was the star of the game today. Not only for the goal.